Splicecast.
Hello, everyone. Once again, thank you all for always tuning in. In today's episode of Speak Solids English, we will shine a light on another uniquely Singaporean quirk.
Last bus, last train!
Here we have Joe, who has been a lifelong local boy and has taken the city-state's perfect public transport system for pretty much his entire adult life.
Hello, hello! Thank you for having me, and yes, you are correct. Our public transport system is sweet, sweet, tip-top,
I'd like to jump on board and discuss this last bus, last train culture. Why do you think this is so unique to the Lion City?
Last bus, last train literally means what it says. It is the last operating bus or train in its respective service. It actually plays quite a significant role in the way this country operates.
Please, do share more on this, especially as I thought Singapore is a city that does not sleep. Sorry, got a little bit overexcited.
As you know, Singapore is very expensive lah. So if you can go anywhere cheap, we will take lah. This last bus, last train as a cultural understanding has become so significant that events and businesses plan their operational hours accordingly.
Well, that's remarkable. How does this happen?
Because over here, the public taxi or ride-hailing services is very expensive after midnight. Typically, rides are between $24 to even $50 depending on where you go and what time you travel. So last bus, last train is the cheapest option unless a taxi is somehow necessary for you. For example, if you must stay out late for work, or if you intend to get a few drinks, or if you just want comfort.
$50? That's a fortune for a mere cab ride. I could feed a family rather well for that much money.
Ha! Now you know what I mean, right? Ha ha! And then some more. Last bus, last train. The fare won't change one, you know? If a bus or train journey from the city to your home is $1.50 at lunchtime, it is also the same at midnight. So might as well take last bus or last train lah.
Point taken.
Really depends on where you are going, from where to where. But typically, it is either 11:30 p.m. at night, or if you're really lucky and depending on your journey, it could be as late as 1 a.m.
So, what time is this last bus or train?
Obviously, because it is late at night, I would say use your own discretion lah, if you're concerned about safety. Maybe if you don't feel safe, call someone from home to fetch you at your destination or something like that. But then, Singapore street is very safe one lah. Unless you very sway, unlucky, nothing bad will happen lah. Oh yeah, also, the good bit is, those last buses or trains, very empty one. So you can really lepak and enjoy the quietness around the journey.
So that explains why most evening events in the city centre wrap by 10:30 p.m. at the latest.
Good observation yes. You see, this gives people enough time to catch the last bus home. If you got at the right location, right day, got time for quick supper some more.
So this is very strategic and adds to the vibrancy that we keep seeing in Singapore. Just curious though, why don't you drive?
Alamak bro, how to drive? Singapore very expensive, the car lagi I cannot afford lah. Also, our transportation is tip-top, use only lah.
On this, you are absolutely right. The prices for cars here are astoundingly expensive. One extra thought. Is it easy to check for information on when are the last buses or trains?
Yes, got so many ways to find out. Bus interchange have, MRT station have, social media have, website have, all in English and all with map and graphics. Everyone also can understand.
Gosh, now you've got me actually excited to try a last bus, last train ride next time in Singapore. Thank you for sharing this gem about the little red dot.
My pleasure, brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Joe, for yet another insight on the downtown delights of everyday Singapore. Needless to say, a late last bus, last train ride is definitely on our to-do list in Singapore. Thank you all for tuning in to Speak Solids English, and we hope you catch your last bus, last train home too. Inflation is no joke. Doodaloo! Thanks for listening to Speak Solid Singlish, a special mini-series from the Hear Hear podcast. My Singlish guest was Shaiful Razan, who also wrote this episode. Check out the show notes for more information or visit our website, hearhear.show. Catch you on the next episode.